Many towns and cities across the Ohio Valley try to improve their business environment with tax breaks, site development, and other incentives. But how about investing in compassion? Sounds a little far-fetched, but a growing body of science points to compassion as an economic driver. Glynis Board explains why many businesses and cities are buying into the idea.
Dr. James Doty, a brain surgeon in California, is one of the world's leading experts on the science behind compassion.
Compassion can mean many things to different people, but in the context of science, it's defined as the recognition of the suffering of another with a motivational desire to alleviate that suffering.
Doty theorizes that evolutionary success of the human species is tied to our capacity for compassion. He and others have proved there are health benefits to being nice, both for the person being nice and whomever is experiencing kindness.
What we have found is that when your threat is decreased, when you are in this optimal state of being relaxed and not in fear, feeling as if others love you or care for you, then your physiology works at its best.
Some of the side effects of well-tuned physiology, you're healthier. You can focus more easily. Your immune system works better. That means fewer sick days and happier, more productive members of society. Someone who really has bought into this idea is businessman, inventor, and data geek turned mayor of Louisville, Greg Fisher. Fisher says he's taken a business model of compassion and turned it into a governing strategy.
If people don't feel like they're interconnected and interdependent, and if people are not being invested in their human potential, you're not going to optimize your company, and you're certainly not going to optimize your city. So to me, a city is a platform for human potential to flourish, and that's my definition of compassion.
Fisher declared Louisville a compassionate city in 2011, signing on to an international charter that calls for commitments to compassionate decision-making. Since then, government-sponsored volunteerism has expanded significantly. Compassion training is being implemented in the public school system and even in the city's jail, but notably not in the police department. Since 2011, violent crime in Louisville has actually increased. It's also still one of the more segregated cities in the country. There are certainly other measures of compassion where the city is lagging. So the big question is, exactly how do you measure compassion or its effects? Well, researchers in Louisville are working on it.
While we're working towards becoming a compassionate city, I don't know if a lot of people in the street would say that we're actually compassionate.
Dr. Joe D'Ambrosio from the University of Louisville's Medical School has been compiling objective measures of what he's defined as compassionate community.
We're looking at data that's measuring health and governance, ecological resilience, educational attainment, and compassionate business standards in living.
So, does everyone have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, affordable, safe housing, transportation? Is the city government taking care of people? And what are people doing to create compassionate environments? D'Ambrosio's findings are expected to be released this summer. He and his team of researchers hope the index will highlight areas where more compassion is needed, and they hope the index will be useful to other cities, too, because the compassion city idea is growing. Five cities, dozens of communities, and more than 100 businesses in the Ohio Valley have signed on or begun compassionate initiatives, including Linden in Kentucky and Cincinnati, Dayton, and Toledo in Ohio. Louisville has hosted 40 other cities and mayors from all over the country who are interested in their model, including the mayor of Wheeling, West Virginia, Glenn Elliott.
Anybody can sit at the couch and yell at the TV and be a cynic. It's very, very hard to actually look at some of the tougher issues in your community and decide to do something about them.
Elliott hopes embracing compassionate policies in government, at schools, and in business will help get to the root of major problems the region faces, like the opioid epidemic. And while there's a growing body of science to support the theory that compassion can improve these realms, measurable impacts on large populations are yet to be clearly demonstrated and will likely require years to develop and a lot of social and political courage to pursue. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.